10. Our Religion. After the arduous labor of effecting this compilation of the teachings of the world religions concerning the Paradise Father, Gained set himself to the task of formulating what he deemed to be a summary of the belief he had arrived at regarding God as a result of Jesus' teaching. This young man was in the habit of referring to such beliefs as our religion. This was his record. The Lord our God is one Lord, and you should love him with all your mind and heart, while you do your very best to love all his children as you love yourself. This one God is our Heavenly Father, in whom all things consist, and who dwells by his Spirit in every sincere human soul. And we who are the children of God should learn how to commit the keeping of our souls to him as to a faithful Creator. With our Heavenly Father all things are possible. Since he is the Creator, having made all things and all beings, it could not be otherwise. Though we cannot see God, we can know him. And by daily living the will of the Father in heaven, we can reveal him to our fellow men. The divine riches of God's character must be infinitely deep and eternally wise. We cannot search out God by knowledge, but we can know him in our hearts by personal experience. While his justice may be past finding out, his mercy may be received by the humblest being on earth. While the Father fills the universe, he also lives in our hearts. The mind of man is human, mortal, but the spirit of man is divine, immortal. God is not only all-powerful, but also all-wise. If our earth parents, being of evil tendency, know how to love their children and bestow good gifts on them, how much more must the good Father in heaven know how wisely to love his children on earth and to bestow suitable blessings upon them? The Father in heaven will not suffer a single child on earth to perish if that child has a desire to find the Father and truly longs to be like him. Our Father even loves the wicked and is always kind to the ungrateful. If more human beings could only know about the goodness of God, they would certainly be led to repent of their evil ways and forsake all known sin. All good things come down from the Father of light, in whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of changing. The Spirit of the true God is in man's heart. He intends that all men should be brothers. When men begin to feel after God, that is evidence that God has found them, and that they are in quest of knowledge about him. We live in God, and God dwells in us. I will no longer be satisfied to believe that God is the Father of all my people. I will henceforth believe that he is also my Father. Always will I try to worship God with the help of the Spirit of Truth, which is my helper when I have become really God-knowing. But first of all, I am going to practice worshiping God by learning how to do the will of God on earth. That is, I am going to do my best to treat each of my fellow mortals just as I think God would like to have him treated. And when we live this sort of a life in the flesh, we may ask many things of God, and he will give us the desire of our hearts that we may be the better prepared to serve our fellows. And all of this loving service of the children of God enlarges our capacity to receive and experience the joys of heaven, the high pleasures of the ministry of the Spirit of heaven. I will every day thank God for his unspeakable gifts. I will praise him for his wonderful works to the children of men. To me he is the Almighty, the Creator, the Power, and the Mercy. But best of all, he is my Spirit Father, and as his earth child I am sometime going forth to see him. And my tutor has said that by searching for him I shall become like him. By faith in God I have attained peace with him. This new religion of ours is very full of joy, and it generates an enduring happiness. I am confident that I shall be faithful even to death, and that I will surely receive the crown of eternal life. I am learning to prove all things, and adhere to that which is good. Whatsoever I would that men should do to me, that I will do to my fellows. By this new faith I know that man may become the Son of God. But it sometimes terrifies me when I stop to think that all men are my brothers, but it must be true. I do not see how I can rejoice in the fatherhood of God while I refuse to accept the brotherhood of man. Whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If that is true, then all men must be my brothers. Henceforth will I do my good deeds in secret. I will also pray most when by myself. I will judge not that I may not be unfair to my fellows. I am going to learn to love my enemies. I have not truly mastered this practice of being godlike. Though I see God in these other religions, I find him in our religion as being more beautiful, loving, merciful, personal, and positive. But most of all, this great and glorious being is my spiritual father. I am his child. And by no other means than my honest desire to be like him, I am eventually to find him, and eternally to serve him. At last I have a religion with a God, a marvelous God, and he is a God of eternal salvation.